Applejack, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
This morning we have Suri in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you going?
I'm going very well. It's lovely to have you up here with a very chunky looking book. What have we got?
Well, yeah, it is a chunky book. I've got If Then by Jill Lepore, who's a Harvard lecturer of history, twice Pulitzer winner,
wow,
and a staff writer at The New Yorker. And her last book was These Truths, which was like a broad look at American history.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Mm. And If Then is, it's just come out. It's this amazing look at this like data company from the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Sort of the first of its time, which was started in 1959 as this kind of response to like the Cold War. They were experimenting with voter profiles and looking at how different populations would respond to different like policy.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, how they would like defeat McCarthyism. And it ended up really being a blueprint for so many of the like technology companies that we have today in Silicon Valley. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like origin story is really funny too. It's it started by this kind of like admin who in the book is kind of compared to someone like Don Draper.
Okay.
Like, really,
that's who I thought of when you said it.
Yeah. 50s Dapper. He like so he was very, very like astute and already really interested in like consumer psychology. He lived in this house in Long Island and had his friend build like this geodome to house like this group of scientists.
This sounds very 50s.
Yeah,
very like
so 50s.
The Jetsons.
Oh yeah, this like, I think there's like a picture, not that it's any good for radio to see a picture, but like
I'd like to see the picture.
That,
oh wow, yeah.
That, yeah,
just for people at home, it looks exactly like what you would imagine a geodome looks like.
Totally,
that's pretty much it. Yeah,
little sphere that housed like a supercomputer, which was creating 480 voter profiles.
So what's a voter profile?
So they use like surveys to help create like different types of voters, which was like determined by like like socioeconomics, even like psychology, their like innate responses to like different psychological questions. And it was like the first of its kind to do it. It had really mixed results. They weren't always really successful. They had this massive scope, but not enough sort of know-how to make it work. But what is amazing is kind of how prophetic some of these like early scientists were. One of the executives was sort of like, you know, in the future we can expect data to be used in really efficient ways. People will receive news that's like very much related to their to their personal context. There is going to be no such thing as broad news.
Wow.
And yeah, quite spooky thinking about it now. But I think the great thing about Jill Lepore is that she kind of she creates this also bigger narrative about how prophecy has always sort of been like an obsession for humans, from sort of like the idea of like an oracle or a prophet, and it trades such a high currency, but without ethical limits on how people can trade on those human futures.
Yep.
Where
That sounds like quite an incredible book then. So it's sort of giving you the background to the present in many ways.
Totally. And I don't know, like usually I think, especially now, I sort of like, like I want to read like more nonfiction that informs like my understanding of the world, but also gets real depressing sometimes. And you're like, oh god, like what can I do? But I think the great thing about people like Jill Lepore and connecting it to a more historical context is the idea that there are always like ways that people have ultimately resisted companies making money off of our data, off of our lack of privacy, And yeah, but it just requires us to be careful.
Far out. This sounds pretty amazing. And I'm not hugely familiar with Jill Lepore, but that was quite a butty CV you gave as well. Yeah. So I feel like this is going to be a good one. What's it called again?
If Then, How One Data Company Invented the Future. And you can buy it for $38 at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Fantastic. It's got a very cool, like, 1950s-esque cover as well, which I'm quite into.
Very mid-century.
Mid-century
modern
vibes. Thank you so much, Suri. If Then
Thank
by
you.
Jill Lepore.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Make sure you